My name is Lun Gangte. I live in Delhi and India, and I coordinate for the Collaborative Fund for South Asia that is looking after the India, Pakistan, Nepal, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, and I'm the founder and the current president of Delhi Network of People Living with HIV/AIDS. Put all the scientists alone, what they can do without the people living with HIV/AIDS. Sitting under the fan and inside the AC, and what would they know about what is the need if we don't tell our needs, if we don't tell where it hurts and where it pains and where it is and how it feels? How will the scientists know about how to treat the people living with HIV/AIDS? I don't think any program which doesn't involve the people living with HIV will not be truly successful. It's always like trying to buy a ready-made shots for our children and try to one size fit for all. It doesn't work that way. So activists and the people living with HIV/AIDS play a big and the most crucial and the vital role in the in this fighting against the epidemic. Unless you see the activists and the people living with HIV/AIDS are involved in all this, you will see there are lots of violations of human rights as well. Because most of the time they try to do things on their own without considering that we are human beings. So as much as the scientist is important, I think the activist is important. As much as our hands is important, our leg is important. What can the hand do without the leg?